Oh yeah, boys and girls. Welcome to another edition of that sports show that's somehow really loud. KBMF 102.5 presents Rocks Jocks. I am the sports guru, a walking, talking, and rocking sports encyclopedia, Sean Rocks, metal man and superhero, coming to you once again after a slight hiatus. And sports are going crazy as we speak, as football season is upon us and is rocking and rolling. Let's go to the local love of things and check out what's happening here in the greatest city in the whole wide world, beautiful Butte, Montana. The Maroons had homecoming this week against Ronan. Ronan doesn't know the polite way of celebrating homecoming on someone else's turf by letting them win. And they defeated Central up there in Bob Green Field. Central still trying to get their wheels underneath them, but are about ready to explode. I predict this weekend. Also across town, the Butte High Bulldogs are playing really good football as they squeak out a victory in Missoula last week. Before that, they beat the number one team in the country. I was going to say the nation, but the country. And yeah, it looks like we got a contender in the Butte High Bulldogs for the state championship. And then up the hill to Montana Tech, the number 16 ranked Ore Diggers are getting their wheels underneath them after a little stumble out of the gate, and are 16th ranked and big winners last week in their homecoming game, a 49-31 victory. So we got Tech and the Bulldogs rolling along, going to bring home titles, and Central getting their feet underneath them and might make the playoffs. Let's head to the NFL, shall we? And the NFL season is now headed to week 3. After 2 weeks in the season, things are surprisingly rocking as the Chiefs lost the opening game of the season, and the champion said, hey, this is going to be a good year for everybody. Parity is a big thing in the NFL, that's for sure. And that's what Pete Rozelle wanted way back in the day. Way back in the day. This past weekend, the Giants got off to snide and saved their season. That's all I can say. Saved their season by coming back and beating. Who'd they beat? Oh, those Giants. The Arizona Cardinals now 0-2, and their season probably kaput. The Giants came back from 21 down, I believe, saved their season. Another big surprise was the Seahawks beating the Lions in overtime, 37-31. The Commanders are 2-0, the Falcons are 2-0, so my ex-favorite team and my new favorite team are 2-0. As we'll see how that battle goes throughout the season. Go Atlanta! Go Atlanta! 49ers looking like the best team in the league at the moment. Play Thursday night against them Giants. Raiders 0-2. Buffalo got off the snide. Cincinnati got off the snide this week. And the Bears are 0-2. Vikings are 0-2. So there's lots of stories being built in the NFL, and this season's a long way to go. The NBA is right around the corner as their preseason's about to start, and the NHL preseason about to start. So next month is the rocking month of October, where all four of the major sports are available to bet on. And that's what we love the most, is winning money. All right. For everybody here at Hard Rock Studios, I am the Metal Man. Rocky Doodle Doo, Rocky Raccoon, reminding you that those who rock are those who win. And if you can't be athletic, at least be an athletic supporter, please. Listen to my Metal Shop radio show Saturday nights, prime time, 8 p.m., now in its 38th year of breaking necks. For everybody here, in the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of Roxy Joxy. Peace, love. And as we like to say, up in Walkerville, Montana, rock and roll.